With SRN News, I'm John Scott. President Biden in Angola for his long-awaited first presidential visit to sub-Saharan Africa. Mr. Biden using a three-day trip to counter China's growing influence on the African continent by highlighting the U.S.-backed Lobito Corridor Railway redevelopment in Zambia, Congo, and Angola. White House National Security Spokesman John Kirby says too much is being made of Biden waiting so long to visit Africa.
I just kind of push back on the premise that this is sort of a Johnny-come-lately trip at the very end. This is something he's been focused on since he became president of the United States, and he's grateful for the opportunity to round out his time as president with a trip to Angola.
The trip comes after Biden pardoned his son Hunter, which spares the younger Biden a possible prison sentence for federal felony gun and tax convictions. Also at SRNNews.com, Erie, Pennsylvania Mayor Joe Schember tells WJET 24, Fox 66 News, the city slowly recovering from several feet of lake effect snow.
Well, it was really hard at first because there was so much snow and people weren't adjusting to it. But I think it's gotten much better now. And we encourage everyone to please stay off the streets for now. Just stay home. Let us get control of it, which we're starting to gather, and we're getting to some side streets as well.
Lake effect snow warning still in effect for parts of Ohio, New York, and Pennsylvania. A white ex-Kansas City detective accused of sexually assaulting black women is dead. Prosecutors made that announcement just as the former detective's trial was set to begin. 71-year-old Roger Golubsky had failed to appear in federal court for jury selection. He faced six felony counts for violating women's civil rights. This is SRN News. Are you ready for Giving Tuesday?
America's churches, ministries, and Christian nonprofits hope that you are. It's become an annual tradition for such organizations to seek special donations on the first Tuesday after Thanksgiving, countering the stark consumerism of the better-known Black Friday and Cyber Monday. Americans are a generous people, especially when it comes to their churches, but several years of economic pressure have prompted some experts to predict a decline in end-of-the-year giving. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Human rights activists, religious freedom groups, and some members of Congress urging FIFA not to pick Saudi Arabia as the site of the 2034 World Cup soccer tournament. The decision by FIFA member federations on December 11th has been seen as inevitable since last year, despite the kingdom's record of persecuting Christians and other groups. Saudi Arabia ranks 13th on Open Doors' annual World Watch list. Saudi Arabia observes strict Islamic law. This is SRN News. A stampede at a soccer match in Guinea has killed dozens.
At least 56 people have been killed following a stampede at a soccer match in Guinea. Panicked soccer fans ran inside the stadium where the match took place in southern Guinea's largest city, Nzérékoré. The stampede happened as security forces tried to quell clashes during a local tournament between the Labé and Nzérékoré teams. Local media are reporting that the chaos followed a disputed penalty that angered fans, many of them clashing and pouring onto the open soccer field at the crowded stadium. I'm Karen Chamas.
Colombian officials say most of the victims of a bus crash in southern France, in which two people were killed, dozens injured, are citizens of the South American country. They reside in Spain. The charter bus crashed into a cliff near the ski resort of Port Primorins. More details at SRNNews.com.